video, and I'll, you know.
Ah, that would be great, because I'm looking forward to the concert, and hopefully I'll get to visit with you a little bit afterwards if you have time.
Of course.
That'd be great. That'd be great. Well, I think your music is so joyous, both the solo work and the work that you've done in the past, and you are such an ambassador for goodwill. With everything that you've been doing, and there should be many blessings on your family, and that your music should continue to flow.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your words.
Yeah, no, it's just, there are some musicians you go to hear and it's very nice and you clap and everything. Others, it's like a spiritual revival. And I think really that's what happens when you perform. You lift people right up into the heavens.
This is the greatest compliment that I get. I think that the biggest achievement, I would say, or if your music just becomes soundtrack of other people's lives.
Exactly.
And, if it's just a tool to connect people and to the resonance in other people's hearts.
Such a beautiful thing. Yeah, because really we have so many musicians. You don't really need another musician. You need somebody to fix the hearts. Open the hearts.
That's true. You know what? I've been thinking lately, talking to a few colleagues of mine, singers or artists, performing artists. And you know what? I realized what is the main difference between those artists? The main difference is this: it's just two groups of artists.
Mm-hmm.
One group of artists feel that, let's say that you go on stage and the place is full, all right, like it's sold out.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So there's one group of artists feel that they go on stage and wow, all these people came tonight to see me.
Uh-huh.
And the other group say, wow, the place is full. I came here tonight to play for these people.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I think that this is the main difference. If you feel that you're lucky that today you're going to go on stage and to play to all those people, and not coming from this ego trip, you know, ego of all these people came to see me.
Right. No, it's a great...
Feel that,
yeah, go ahead.
And then I think that that we need always to remember that we are just here to serve, to be a tool, to play our hearts and to connect people to have some comfort,
to travel down the road with a little bit of joy. Because the road is the challenging road. And the world is a very dangerous place sometimes. Really. What is it? Rabbi Nachman says it's a narrow bridge, but don't fall off.
Indeed.
So my colleague had... Go ahead.
But I think still that we are living in beautiful times.
Mm-hmm.
We need to thank God, you know, that we... You know, I think that... there were always bad things happening also in the past.
True.
But maybe now we are just aware to them more because of all these media that everything
mm-hmm.
is accessible.
Yeah.
But we should thank God, you know, that we are living in beautiful times.
Yeah, I think it's a good way to think about it, because otherwise if you see it just the other way, it makes you crazy.
Exactly.
Totally. My colleague hasn't come into the station, so we, Hashem is providing an opening, so we can stay. We can
Indeed.
Stay. Yeah, so, I mean, I was like, leaving in Hashem's hands, because I thought, well, he'll call if he can and something happened, and I didn't realize it was a problem with the board, because they have several numbers, and the engineer called me to say how to change it, the technical aspect of how to change it. And then I realized I didn't know how to call from the board. So I had my cell phone and I called the number, and then I didn't know if I could put my phone onto the board, but I figured that out. So, great engineer I'm not.
Everything is for the best. You know, we waited a bit more, and and we are looking forward.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic. I hope you get a really good turnout. I know I've been trying to get people to come. It's a little hard for people. I'm in the sort of observant camp, and I have to leave early, but it's still Shabbos. So, you know, 8 o'clock is kind of hard if you're trying to travel from somewhere to get there. But
yeah.
You know what I'm saying. So yeah. A lot of the Israeli people aren't so observant, so it's not
maybe,
an issue.
Maybe we'll wait a bit.
Ah, see, there you go.
Yeah. Maybe we'll just warm up. But I for all the listeners, you know, even if you're a bit late, we'll compensate on playing a bit more.
Ah, okay. See, so that's great. That's great. Well, you're an absolute joy, and everybody who gets to be in your presence in the concert is blessed because it will open their heart. That's truly the truth.
Thank you so much. So I'm looking forward to see you all at the concert on Saturday. And if you have... and you have my email as well.
I think what I'll do now is I'll put in, I played the first four cuts on your CD.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe, is there a particular one that you'd like me to play? I played, see if I'm going to say it right, Regalim? Magalim. Ma'agalim.
Magalim. Yeah.
I played that. I played, so the first five I've played.
Maybe the last one, the
Okay.
Before it ends. One of the songs that speaks about giving thanks for all the things that we have.
It's perfect.
To remember that nothing is for granted and to thank God for.
Absolutely great. All right, let me put that on. You can stay on if you have time. We'll see. It's up to you.
Sure.
לא לפחד להתאהב שישבר הלב לא לפחד בדרך לאבד לקום כל בוקר ולצאת אל החיים ולנסות הכל לפני שיגמר לחפש מאיפה באנו ולחזור בסוף תמיד להתחלה למצוא בכל דבר עוד יופי ולרקוד עד שנופלים מעייפות או אהבה מכל הרגעים בזמן למצוא אחד לאחוז בו להגיד שהגענו תמיד לזכור לרגע לעצור ולהודות על מה שיש ומאיפה שבאנו לחבק אותה בלילה כשהיא נרדמת אז כל העולם נרגע לנשום אותה עמוק לדעת שתמיד אני אהיה שם בשבילה לא לפחד להתאהב שישבר הלב לא לפחד בדרך לאבד לקום כל בוקר ולצאת על החיים ולנסות הכל לפני שיגמר לחפש מאיפה באנו ולחזור בסוף תמיד להתחלה למצוא בכל דבר עוד יופי ולרקוד עד שנופלים מעייפות או אהבה מכל הרגעים בזמן למצוא אחד לאחוז בו להגיד שהגענו תמיד לזכור לרגע לעצור ולהודות על מה שיש ומאיפה שבאנו לחבק אותה בלילה כשהיא נרדמת אז כל העולם נרגע לנשום אותה עמוק לדעת שתמיד אני אהיה שם בשבילה לחפש מאיפה באנו ולחזור בסוף תמיד להתחלה למצוא בכל דבר עוד יופי ולרקוד עד שנופלים מעייפות או אהבה מכל הרגעים בזמן למצוא אחד לאחוז בו להגיד שהגענו תמיד לזכור לרגע לעצור ולהודות על מה שיש ומאיפה שבאנו לחבק אותה בלילה כשהיא נרדמת אז כל העולם נרגע לנשום אותה עמוק לדעת שתמיד אני אהיה שם בשבילה מכל הרגעים בזמן למצוא אחד לאחוז בו להגיד שהגענו תמיד לזכור לרגע לעצור ולהודות על מה שיש ומאיפה שבאנו אז לחבק אותה בלילה כשהיא נרדמת אז כל העולם נרגע לנשום אותה עמוק לדעת שתמיד אני אהיה שם בשבילה
Oh, that is just so beautiful. I have the lyrics. Do you want to just tell people a little bit what this is about? It says, Before It Ends?
Before It Ends, it's the last song, the closing song of the last, my last album, At the Edge of the Beginning. It's a very personal album. I feel that all my albums till today were personal and all my songs were personal, but while in other albums of the Dan Reichel Project where I felt that I can cast other singers and musicians to play the part and to sing the songs, in this album I felt that it's essential that I will sing the songs because many of the songs are really talking about what is happening within my walls and in my daughter's family the relationship between me to the family, me and God, I felt that this is time for me to sing all those songs. This is the song that ends this album. It's kind of the conclusion of this journey that this album takes you. That at the end of the day, we must find at least one moment in every day that the day was worth worth having this day. It can be a flower that we sow. It can be a hug from your daughter. It can be some inspiration. And to thank God that we have these moments, that nothing is for granted. Thank God that we are here.
Amen. Amen. So my colleague is here, so he's going to take over the controls. What a bracha. So I'll see you on the radio. Don't be late.
Indeed.
Okay, call two. I'll see you Saturday night.
Hey, dude. See you Saturday night.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Thank you. WMFO Medford, you're listening to Time Travel.
And now the moment you've been waiting for. Right, and now the moment you've been waiting for. There was also the Elvis Presley stamp. One design was young 1950s Elvis. And then, of course, fat, disgusting pig 1970s Elvis.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts.
Delicious again.
That was terrific. Now here's Alec Baldwin.
This is Alec Baldwin.
Mr. Morgan Freeman.
This is Morgan Freeman.
Here's Mr. Paul Newman.
Close your eyes.
Hello, my name is Jeff Ferguson, and you're listening to Time Travel. Chris Earl, on 91.5 WMFO. Hello, my name is Jeff Ferguson.
Okay, so I don't see Chris, so I'm going to put on something else. Hopefully he'll come momentarily. Sounds like that might be Chris coming through the door. There he is. All right, he's ready. You can get ready to time travel any second now.
Listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. The show is called Time Travel with Chris Earle. Here with you until 7 p.m. If you're still at work, leave.
Greetings, Professor Balkan.
Take cover.
you, I'm sure that I could make you see. Cause time has a way of bringing even mountains down, down, down. Storm clouds are coming, I suggest you head for higher ground. Well, I say you're a thing of the past and you ain't gonna last no matter what you say you do. It's all caught up to you. Well, you're duty free, you're tax exempt, you party with the why not believe your head?
Chris Earle, I'm here with you till 7 p.m. Doomsday today. Here's the Smashing Pumpkins, Time Travel. 855-915-WMFO, you want to make a request.
Is everyone afraid? Is everyone ashamed? The running towards their homes to found. Apocalyptic means a lost message to our friends to get out. His wages on this field, ooh, so clear. Depends on what you pay to live.
As Commander-in-Chief, my highest priority is the security of the American people. And I've made it clear that those who threaten the United States will find no safe haven.
Atomic bomb is very dangerous. Since it may be used against us, we must get ready for it, just as we are ready for many other dangers that are around us all the time. First, you have to know what happens when an atomic bomb explodes. It looks something like this. There is a bright flash, but if you duck and cover, like Bert, you will be much safer.
He's duck and cover. Duck and cover.
Our source was the New York Times.
Dr. Strangelove, do we have anything like that in the works?
A moment, please, Mr. President.
Under the authority granted me as Director of Weapons Research and Development, I commissioned last year a study of this project by the Bland Corporation. Based on the findings of the report, my conclusion was that this idea was not a practical deterrent for reasons which at this moment must be all too obvious.
Then you mean it is possible for them to have built such a thing?
Mr. President, the technology required is easily within the means of even the smallest nuclear power. It requires only the will to do so.
But how is it possible for this thing to be triggered automatically and at the same time impossible to untrigger?
Mr. President, it is not only possible, it is essential. That is the whole idea of this machine, you know. Deterrence is the art of producing in the mind of the enemy the fear to attack. And so, because of the automated and irrevocable decision-making process which rules out human meddling, the doomsday machine is terrifying. It's simple to understand and completely credible and convincing.
Gee, I wish we had one of them doomsday machines, Stacy.
But this is fantastic, Strangelove. How can it be triggered automatically?
Well, it's remarkably simple to do that. When you merely wish to bury bombs, there's no limit to the size. After that, they are connected to a gigantic complex of computers. Now then, a specific and clearly defined set of circumstances under which the bombs are to be exploded is programmed into a tape memory bank. A single roll of tape can store all the information.
What kind of a name is that? That ain't no crowd name, is it, Stanley? He changed it when he became a citizen. It used to be McVictor Liebe. A crowd by any other name, I think.
Is that the whole point of the doomsday machine is lost?
If you keep it a secret, why didn't you tell the world, eh?
You're listening to Time Travel on WMFO Medford.
Soviets, Mr. Khrushchev said he will bury you. I don't subscribe to this point. I'm afraid. I'm afraid, Dave.
God is in America. God is in America.
617-627-3800 is the phone number.
Spoon in June and cruise. If any member of the family should die whilst in the shelter from contamination, put them outside, but remember to tag them first for identification purposes.
WMFO Medford.